You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Youth Critic Reacts. I am your host, Kale Smith, and today I am going to be talking about Baby Driver. Now, this movie doesn't come out till June 28th, but I saw it last night and I wanted to do an early review for you guys. So, is Baby Driver good? Did Edgar Wright make a thud, or did he, you know, like we all hope and expect, did he make another good movie? Well, I think in Baby Driver, he makes a really good movie. But the thing about Baby Driver that you'll come to know when we finally do that podcast is that I love Edgar Wright, but I'm not over the moon about Edgar Wright. I think he's a very competent director. I would have loved to have seen his Ant-Man movie, but in the end, I love it, but I'm not over the moon about an Edgar Wright movie. And while I really love Baby Driver, I'm not over the moon about the movie, and it's not really because of any certain reason or any flaw of the movie. It's just more of a personal thing. It's just more of personal tastes kind of deal. Because I will admit, this movie is very well made. However, again, Edgar Wright kind of makes movies that on paper sound like something I would love. Other than Shaun of the Dead, I've never gone head over heels for a Edgar Wright movie. Because as much as I love the Cornetto trilogy and, I kind of liked Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I kind of did. I need to rewatch it. I only go back to Edgar Wright movies if I'm showing Edgar Wright movies to people. Not just for my own, like, personal self. So in Baby Driver, so now that you have a little bit of perspective, I really liked Baby Driver. I thought the cast was terrific. I loved the story of how it just progressively, you know, I won't spoil anything, but it progressively does get worse for the character of Baby. Yes, that's his name in the movie. And Ansel Elgort is going to be a star. I think he just oozes presence. Like, he oozes, you know, star power and presence and charisma. And he's just fantastic. And Lily James plays his girlfriend, Deborah, who also gives a really good performance. Again, Lily James needs to be in more things. And then, obviously, we have a great cast with John Barenthal, John Hamm, and Jamie Foxx, and Eliza Gonzalez, either one. And so, overall, we have a really good cast, and the cast is terrific. And what I even loved about the movie is its use of Atlanta. Now, there are some, like, driving scenes where I felt like there's no way they could have gotten to here, but in between shots in the middle of a chase. But other than that, and I can say, like, yes, like, they kind of, and I know that's never a big thing, but in movies, because, I mean, Transformers is infamous from going from the Hoover Dam to Los Angeles in the matter of 20 minutes. But I don't care, but I know people don't care, so I won't, you know, discount the movie for that. But overall, I think people will enjoy the movie. I think it's a fun thrill ride, especially in the last, like, third of the movie. It's just bonkers insane, and I enjoyed it. It's a big summer movie, and it takes a lot of chances, especially in the ending. But overall, I really enjoyed Baby Driver as a whole. I will kind of, you know, when we finally get to that podcast, in later in June, or actually it'll be July, like the first weekend of July when we do that podcast, I will talk about Baby Driver more in depth, But for now, I just wanted to get the word out that I really liked the movie. It's fantastic. It's, you know, there's really good humor, but this is more of a heist thriller from Edgar Wright, and he does a really good job, you know, basically doing a combination of Michael Mann and Scorsese in the movie. So with that said, I'm not done talking about movies yet. I also saw this week The Circle, James Bond's The Circle. I finally had a chance to see it. And there's great stuff in the movie, but it's overall a bad movie. Or not bad, just underwhelming film. The biggest issue I had with The Circle was, and I think I can go into spoilers for this one since it's been out and people who care to see it have already seen it. The problem I had with James Ponsoldt's The Circle is that it kind of is enamored with, you know, itself. It's enamored with the technology presented in the movie. And it becomes kind of a problem when actual conflict starts happening or when, you know, the movie tries to, you know, challenge its people and try to present that, you know, present that this technology might be dangerous. One side, the movie has a good heart. The film tries really hard to essentially, you know, it tries to, you know, lay the foundation of the goods and the bads of, you know, so of this technology that's in the circle where everyone knows everything about you and where there's zero privacy. And it even, you know, goes as far as depicting what millennials and younger generations, you know, kind of, you know, take out of this, you know, social media, you know, extravaganza we're in. So I feel like the movie is trying to be this, like, you know, movie that's about social media and about the ins and outs and the rights and wrongs about it. But I feel like it doesn't quite succeed because it doesn't really fully depict its subject in the way it really truly should be, in a way that's, you know, realistic at all. It's all very glossy, very nice, very well, you know, very well, like, done. Like, you know, every comment, you know, there's scenes in the movie where the character May, played by Emma Watson, she, it shows her, like, all the comments she's getting, and they're all, like, really super nice. No one ever calls her, you know, the C word, or no one ever, like real internet trolls would. Like, real internet trolls, like, there's no internet trolls in this universe. Everything's very sugar-coated and glossed over. And it becomes a problem when there's actual conflict in the movie. But I will say, though, when the conflict actually does show up, it's actually very well directed, if that makes any sense. Like, nothing really builds up to anything nicely in The Circle, but somehow when there's things of conflict or social commentary, or things that are forcing the audience to think, it's actually very well done. Like, there's a great scene in The Circle, like, after the character of May gets into a storm and she's basically thrown off of her canoe at night. She basically has a sit down with Tom Hanks and Patton Oswalt's characters to basically, you know, be asked, like, was life better to be watched and to be surveyed and to be, like, and of course she's going to say yes because she just survived a very traumatic incident. And of course, she's surrounded by her bosses. So, and it gets even more and more deeper when she basically presents, like, all of this, you know, these, you know, and, you know, basically cracks all these barriers for them and basically becomes this, you know, this, like, public image for the company. This, like, essentially the public image for the company. So it's so there is a really good middle of the film where, you know, she is basically leading the charge for the circle to become bigger and more, and for it to become more of an imposing force. And that's actually very interesting. The problem is the beginning kind of is too enamored to basically set up with its own self to be, you know, to be, you know, that it become that the it really kind of bores everyone and no one's really paying attention by that point. And then the problem with, but when we finally get to the ending, it's all, it becomes like, just like the beginning, it's all glossed over. The ending is kind of like nice, glossy, non-challenging ending. And really even worse, it kind of just straight up tells the audience, you know, that privacy is good as long as we keep the, you know, people that are in charge of it in check, blah, 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 blah. All good stuff doesn't really make a compelling film. So with that said, I don't really hate the circle. I just find it underwhelming and very disappointing. There's a really good middle that I really like and I feel like should be discussed more. And I wished more of my colleagues and my friends did get a chance to see it so I could have reviewed it for the show, for the main podcast show. But since this movie is bombing and none of my friends have seen it, I'm the only one in my group that's seen it. I think it's a movie that has a great middle and should kind of be discussed and watched, or watched and discussed. But overall, I don't think it's a movie worth seeing in theaters, and that's disappointing because most of James Ponsoldt's movies so far has been really good. So with that said, I give The Circle a big C. And for those wondering what my Baby Driver rating is, it's an A-. Thanks everyone for checking in this week. Right now, as far as podcast goes, I know every time I do a react video, I keep, you know, ending it with updates on the shows. The Youth Critic Podcast, we're in full stream. We're talking summer movies. On Monday, I posted the King Arthur and /Snatch episode where I talked with Patrick Campbell, where we unloaded on Snatch, and then kind of, he didn't like King Arthur as much as I did, but I really enjoyed King Arthur. And then last weekend we kicked off the Youth Critic retrospective show where myself and a group of panelists, right now it's only just been myself and one other person, we kicked that show off with Conan the Barbarian as we celebrated its 35th anniversary. And this weekend and currently on the channel as well, were me, myself, and Mike Messina, Mike the film guy, we discussed the Alien franchise as of late, except for the Alien versus Predator movies. I'm saving those for later, for a later podcast. But we talked about every movie, Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, and Prometheus leading up to Alien Covenant. And next week we will also have episode 3 of the Youth Critic Retrospective with the Mad Max trilogy. Well, I guess now the Mad Max quadrilogy with Mad Max Fury Road. We will discuss that for the Road Warriors 35th anniversary. And then next week we're reviewing Star Wars for the 40th anniversary. We're not really reviewing it as much as we're talking more about the cultural impact of Star Wars and how it's become more ingrained in society as years go on. And then either Wednesday or Thursday of next week, I'm going to release the episode of Alien Covenant. It's pretty much almost everyone I know saw it last night. So I'm recording this on a Friday. So we'll see. As of right now, and then some point either during Memorial Day weekend or the Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend, I will do and release the Poltergeist episode. Poltergeist retrospective, which will be episode 5. So there you go. We're getting, so in the next week and a half, you're getting 4 more episodes of the Youth Critic. And that's if I don't do like another Youth Critic Reacts. So thanks everyone for listening this week. You can find me at Movie Kale, and then you can also follow this podcast and my other 2 podcasts, the Youth Critic Podcast and the Youth Critic Retrospective, and you can follow updates on them at the Youth Critic. And then please check out this channel's Twitter page at KHZ Network and tell us how we're doing at Twitter. And also let us know in the comment section of iTunes and Podbean how we're doing on the Youth Critic shows. Thanks, everyone. We will be back with you in a couple days with the Mad Max retrospective. And that is it. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. And have a good weekend.